Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it, sports fans. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 plus years now. Radio presence, of course, often imitated but never duplicated. Here I sit high atop my throne. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There's a million things you can be doing right now. The fact you listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Straight up, we're talking boxing and MMA for the next 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. We'll hear from the undefeated San Franciscan, the kid from the city by the bay. I'm talking about Devin Haney. He's now 24 and zip, 15 KOs. He skipped the Olympics, considered almost a cinch to win an Olympic gold medal, or at least a medal. Bottom line is, he skipped it, 24-0, only 20 years old. We'll hear from the young man. Of course, last night, he shut out Alfredo Santiago. Pretty good fight for Mr. Haney. Mr. Santiago, a learning experience now, 12-1, 4 KOs. Haney now, 24 and zip, 15 whacks. Of course, that sets up the big fight, eventually, with Ryan Garcia, the superstar, of course, of Golden Boy Promotions, the Oscar De La Hoya clone, the Renaissance. This is the guy that's going to bring boxing back after Canelo leaves. That's right. He'll be the heir apparent. At least that's what Golden Boy thinks. But Mr. Devin Haney, he's got some issues with that. Bottom line is, we're from Devin Haney. We're from promoter Barry Hearn. We're from Muhammad Ali today. Larry Merchant will join us. Who else? Oh, yeah, Joe Frazier will be here. Will Chamberlain. Am I done? The UFC. We've got all kinds of things happening. Bless. You can join us on the tour fee if you like. 1-800-878-7529 or the guilt-free no commitment text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuning to Ring Talk on Sports Byline.
Throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I belong gone.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more. ending multiple trips to the bathroom, and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Tired of wearing the same five shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what works for you and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. It starts with a simple profile you create in just minutes. Explore different styles and leave notes for your stylist about what you like. For a small $20 styling fee, your clothes are hand-selected for you based on your profile and then delivered to you so you can try them on in the comfort of your own home. Pay only for what you keep and send everything else back. Plus, the styling fee is applied to what you keep and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged, and everything is hand-selected to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Okay, we already know that. Straight up, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcasting. Of course, Devin Haney shining last night. The kid from San Francisco, 24 and zip. Wow, can I say 20 KOs, a 120-107 winner three times across the board. In other words, he shut this man out and scored an extra point in one round. Straight up, a fantastic fighter. He dropped San Diego round number five and almost finished him. And I got to tell you, a very, very clever fighter, much like Sugar Ray Leonard back in the days. I kid you not, this might be the next coming of Ray Charles Leonard. Let's hear from Devin Haney post-fight.
He actually showed me a little bit of a surprise how crafty he was, how he was able to survive and you know, be able to hold on. You know, like I said, I heard him early, and I heard him a few times, you know, as the fight went on, but he was able to hold on, you know, clinch, tie up, you know, many different things, which, you know, surprised me, but it's all part of the game. You know, all this is everything that I asked for. You know, I asked my promoter, you know, I wanted to, you know, fight as soon as possible. And, you know, this is all part of the game. I'm happy with my performance. I got the win. You know, I'm the youngest world champion in boxing, you know, and I'm blessed.
Well, you can't make the fight if the other guy don't want to take the fight. But, you know, I believe Ryan Garcia would like that fight. I believe there's a huge amount of money for that fight from DAZN as well at the right time. What are you in the game for? You know, he's going to want to challenge for the world title sooner or later. Devin's a WBC world champion. We're all under the same network. It's a very, very easy fight to make.
I mean, this is just another fight in my career to show that, you know, I'm a true champion. You know, I love to fight. I'm willing to fight whoever, whenever, you know, however. You know, like I said, you know, I knew that I was fighting. I was prepared, you know, for whatever. When I go in there, I make the adjustments, you know, needed to get the win. And that's what I did tonight. So, you know, it doesn't matter week, day, whatever, I'll be ready. You know, it really just depends on, you know, in 2020, like I said, I want to make the big fights happen. If I can't get those big fights in 2020, then I'm going to move up to 140. You know, 135 is not easy for me to make. Especially, you know, my body's still growing, my body's still maturing, but in 2020, you know, let's make these big fights happen before I move up to 140.
Gervonta Davis is a great fighter. And Devin Haney against Gervonta Davis is a super fight that will and should happen, in my opinion. You know, he's he won a regular title at 130, and he's moving to 135 to fight for a regular title as well. If he wants to fight for a full world title, he can fight Devin Haney. But that's, you know, I see all those fights for Devin Haney materialising. He'll never turn down a fight, and tonight was a really important fight to get 12 rounds to prepare him for Ryan Garcia, Gervonta Davis, Mikey Garcia at 140 is a brilliant fight for him as well. Josh Taylor at 140 is a great fight for Devin Haney. Jose Ramirez at 140 is a great fight for Devin Haney. You will see him in all of these fights over the next few years. He's 20 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, WBC world champion Devin Haney.
Barry Hearn, of course, promoter extraordinaire out of the UK, a man that's helping run DAZN. Last night, of course, fight was on DAZN from the Staples Center. I got to give Devin Haney all kinds of props because I think he scared the WBC, the World Boxing Council, the world of bunko and chicanery in some people's mind. Reason why I say that is the WBC anointed Vasyl Lomachenko a franchise champion. In other words, you know, he's untouched. And then they moved Devin Haney in as lightweight champion because they sort of knew, I think, that Devin Haney and Lomachenko, well, put it to you like this. Vasyl Lomachenko may be the best fighter pound for pound in the world, or one of the two, three, four best fighters pound for pound in the world. He's talking about moving back to 130. In other words, he would cut off basically his left you-know-what and his right you-know-what in order to make 130 pounds again to not fight at 135. And I said to myself, what could prompt somebody to move down in weight? I mean, come on, man. Nobody wants to cut the left one off again. Come on, that's tough. You guys don't know what it's like to spit down to 130 pounds or spit down to 135. Anyway, spitting down to 135 is one thing. Spitting down to 130 after fighting at 135 is like hell. Bottom line is, I don't know if Lomachenko can do it, but I think that's why the WBC anointed him as their franchise champion and moved him into an untouchable stance because Devin Haney, 24 and zip, 20 KOs, was sniffing at the door. Bottom line is, Haney's a star, no doubt about that, and him and Ryan Garcia. We'll get to Ryan probably in hour number two, but Ryan Garcia, of course, a winner on last week's card, a fantastic fighter as well, but he's all offense. Is he defense? Is he a complete fighter? Well, he isn't as complete as Devin Haney at this point in time, but there's bad blood between those two guys, no doubt about that. Billy Joe Saunders, former WBO middleweight champion, is 160 pounds, now fighting as the WBO 168-pound champion. He's super middleweight champion, was losing, was getting his hand handed to him until this clown, Marcelo Esteban Coceres, I don't know what he was thinking, but you never celebrate before the fight's over. You have to stay totally focused. I mean, totally focused. Yeah, you could do a bolo punch on a guy and clown him a little bit, but you still have to stay totally focused. I mean, the fight still, it can still, things can still happen. And what happened? Well, Billy Joe Saunders came out and very end of the fight last night and scored a come-from-behind knockout over Mr. Coceres. I didn't think Saunders was in the fight, nowhere, no how. His corner knew he wasn't in the fight, yet he pulled it off. More power to him. James Herring, the WBO 130-pound champion, was a winner over Lamont Roach. I was in the WBO 100 junior lightweight title fight, of course, junior lightweight, 140 pounds. That's really happening. 130 to 140 pounds is rocking and rolling. Of course, I said Ryan Garcia knocking out Romero Duno last week in like just 1 minute. I mean, he knocked him out like boom. It was all over. So he's all offense. Haney, the complete fighter. Will Ryan Garcia develop into that type of fighter? I mean, here's what's up. They're both young. This is sort of good for boxing because we've got kids that are basically untouched. They're not marked up. They're not beat up. They've gotten to the upper echelons of professional boxing without taking a beating. I'm talking about both Ryan Garcia and Mr. Haney. So you got to look for big things for those guys. And, of course, the guy in the background is still going to be Vasyl Lomachenko. Now, before we go to the break, got to mention this. Nonito Donaire, 12 hard rounds. Of course, he went 12 hard rounds across the pond in Japan with Mr. Inoue, Nael Inoue. Of course, the monster at 118, 122 pounds now. This guy's the real deal, no doubt about that. This is the World Boxing Super Series. Inoue suffered a broken jaw, not a broken jaw, a couple broken face bones, reminiscent of what I used to do to people. Ah, just kidding. Anyway, bottom line is Donaire scored with a big left hook, had him wobbling and rolling, but he couldn't finish him. And you got to give Nonito props. He's like 36, 37 years old. Inoue's only 20, 25, 26. So Inoue's on the rise. Nonito's should just step away. Right now would be a perfect time to step away. No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text line. You can text us here. Larry Merchant's coming up in a couple minutes. Want to shoot Larry a text? You can. The text line, 415-275-1613. The text number once again here in the studio, 415-275-1613. You're tuned in the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking combat sports, boxing, and MMA only on Sports Byline. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35, make that 36 years of radio presence. Check it out. Ring Talk returns right after the break.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, a Sports Byline production. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking boxing and MMA today only on Sports Byline. From the city by the bay to the city of angels, let's bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, very good morning to you, sir.
Back at you, Pedro. What's up?
Question is, why is it, you know, all this Canelo talk? I mean, everybody wants to fight Canelo and make billions of dollars. I mean, I've heard that Andre Ward's even – in fact, I'm willing to bet my life on it that Andre Ward's been out doing some road work in the last couple of weeks because they're talking about, of course, him maybe stepping up or coming out of retirement and taking on Canelo Alvarez. But what about the Charlo brothers? I mean, these guys are middleweights. Why aren't they making any noise about Canelo?
Presumably because it's one of those cross promotions between promoters and television networks, and also although they're good fighters, and I really like Jamal Charlo, who's a puncher, they haven't made that statement that reaches a little bit beyond the boxing world. Look, I thought that that's where Canelo would go before he decided he'd rather try a Kovalev. So they have to make their bones and decide where they want to go and whether they can be crossover fighters in the sense of crossovering to other networks for big fights. All that is mixed into this stew.
Question, November 23rd, Deontay Wilder defends against Luis Ortiz, I believe, in a rematch. Of course, they battled once before. Ortiz is 40 going on 90, you know, Cuban fighter, of course, of suspect age. At least I've always found it suspect because the dealings I've had with Cuban fighters is they tell you one age and you find out they're another because there's really no way to check their birth per se. But Ortiz and Wilder going November 23rd. Is this anything more than a work fight for Deontay Wilder? Is Luis Ortiz a real threat?
I don't know, but I'm surprised that Wilder would go against Ortiz because Ortiz was a mountain that he had to climb earlier in his career, and he climbed it. Why would he go back and try it again? Just as I was surprised that Canelo would move all the way up to fight Kovalev. It's a little bit risky, it seems to me, going into fights with Fury or Ruiz or Joshua. He didn't have to fight this guy, and Ortiz is, you know, he's a difficult mountain to climb, and I'm curious to see what he brings.
Sonny just shot me a text out of Vegas. He said Jermall Charlo is going to fight Dennis Hogan on the 7th December. Dennis Hogan was the guy that went 12 rounds, and I thought beat Jaime Munguia. I thought he beat him, like, hands down. I didn't think it was even close. I mean, it was, like, 8-4, easy 8-4, and they gave it the other way. Of course, this kid he's from Scotland, take that back, from Australia, 28-2-1, 7 KOs. Not a big puncher, not a marquee guy, so I guess the boxing establishment sort of looked the other way on that one, but Dennis Hogan is going to mix it up with Jermall Charlo. And Charlo, you know, if Charlo takes care of Hogan, he makes a statement at 160, and that sort of gets him in with Munguia. And you know, those guys can fight as the B guys, and eventually they become A guys, and somebody will fight Canelo.
That sounds about right. But I question whether Canelo will go back down to middleweight. So because he generates the big bucks, the likelihood that I can foresee is that he settles at 168. And if he's 168 and Jamal wins a middleweight title or titles and it's perceived as a big event, then he probably would have to move up to fight Canelo at 168. And fighters will do that because they're also a businessman in a perilous world. And if that's how you make the money, then that's how you roll.
You know, Godfather, I'm not a betting guy. One of my mentors, the late Jacob Finkelstein, a.k.a. Jack Fiscal Hall of Famer himself, told me, don't bet on the fights because it ruins your analysis and your objectivity. But Andre Ward, he's being offered there's a whole lot of money being dangled out there for him to come out of retirement. Of course, the undefeated 2004 Olympic gold medalist and former light heavyweight and super middleweight champion of the world. They're dangling a whole lot of money in front of him. I'm willing to bet he's out doing some road work this week. I'd be willing to bet on that. Would you?
No, I wouldn't. He has himself proclaimed that he doesn't want the fight. He is not coming out of retirement. Now, that doesn't mean that it's a final decision, but he's been pretty honest about his career. It was bound to happen that somebody would come along and challenge him, and he'd be able to make a lot of money out of it. But if that's the way he is really going, and he had a big interview with Dan Raphael about it this past week, he says no, no, and no. He's still young enough to change his mind a few times. It was the first thing that came into my mind after he conquered Kovalev. Yeah. But I honor his wish. And if he comes out of retirement, good for him. Or bad for him, I don't know. That's his decision. I don't tell people when to retire because then they will tell me when to retire. They may tell me to even retire from my retirement.
Okay, I'm going to stop telling people to retire because I'm getting up there, and I guess that's a good one, Godfather. Anyway, injuries. He's got a new ACL. I'm talking about Andre Ward. He's had an ACL put in his leg from a cadaver, so he's had all kinds of different various injuries. But I've known Andre Ward. He is from Oakland, California, originally from San Francisco. So I've known him since he was a little baby boy, a little kid, and you know, fighting in the Silver Gloves and stuff like that. And I'm willing to think right now that he's negotiating. This is all a position of negotiation. The interview with Dan Raphael was all spin. That Dan Raphael said, you know, hey, would you give me an interview? And Andre Ward goes, oh, yeah. And Andre Ward goes out there and says, no, no, no. And that just makes more and more money. Because on the other flip side, there's some people from his camp asking for $35 or $40 million to make the fight. So, in other words, if they're putting a price on the fight, he's saying no. I think that's some type of how can I put this? Negotiations.
Okay. Well, Pedro, this may be one of those rare occasions when you're exactly right.
One of those rare occasions, Godfather. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. All right, Andrew Ruiz and Anthony Joshua, are they still going to be able to air condition the desert? And that's what you told us a couple weeks ago, and I'm still scratching my head on that one.
Well, they built an indoor ski run, and they got a lot of money there, and they got so I suppose they've made some propositions that they're going to make it comfortable in the ring for the fighters. I have to say, if they put up $40 million to bring a fight to Dubai, then maybe they got another $40 million to build a system of fans that make the fighters, if not the actual human fans, comfortable. But, hey, the fighters have bought into it. The promoters have bought into it. It's a $40 million base from which they work, aside from what the television revenues might be. That's pretty darn good.
No doubt about that. Big money on the line at 135 pounds. Of course, we got Lomachenko, got Teofimo Lopez, a lot of guys at 135, rocking and rolling. Of course, last night you got to see this kid, Devin Haney, who looks excellent. Of course, 24-0, 20 KOs out of the city by the bay, San Francisco. He gave up an Olympic career as far as going to the Olympics was concerned to turn pro. So he says he wants to make some noise with Ryan Garcia. At 135 pounds, 140 pounds, boxing's looking, how can I put this, incredibly exciting, Godfather. I mean, this it's like, wow.
Well, it would be more exciting to me if we knew when Mikey Garcia was going to come back.
I've written him off.
Well, you may be right there, but he has a non-boxer's traditional view of the game. He's come out of one, 2 or 3 year retirement already, even though he's, 31, 32 years old. I think he's a master boxer and a good puncher at that weight. And I think that eventually there'll be some pretty good big bucks for him to fight Lomachenko. I hope he does come back from that fight against Spence.
I'm glad you brought up Lomachenko because he was a WBC champion, and they anointed him a franchise champion and because Devin Haney was ranked number one. They should have said the WBC should have said, let these guys slug it out. Instead, they give Lomachenko some franchise belt, some kind of crap like that, so these guys don't meet. I mean, the sanctioning bodies are not helping here. They're not helping here.
Look, the sanctioning bodies are a business, and they'll do whatever they think it takes to have the money-making fighters on their roles. And I just look at all this as a marketing ploy and scam. Anybody who's listed in the top 10 these days has already won 2 or 3 or 4 titles. It doesn't mean anything to me, but maybe for those who don't follow the game and they want to know about who these guys are who are fighting each other, and somebody says, well, this guy won 3 titles and the other guy won 5 titles.
Yeah.
And maybe that makes an impression on people as in the marketing world. Oh. To me, I'm so old that I still think there's only really one champion in the division.
Okay, Godfather, I will leave you with that, but I got to ask you this one question before we go. Will the impeachment hearings be must-watch TV?
For those people who are into this political boxing event, yes.
Good enough. Godfather, say hello to the Godmama. Give her a kiss. We'll talk soon.
Back at you.
The great Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer, folks, on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Going to talk some Ali after the break. You can join us if you like. Give me a text, 415-275-1613. Once again, the studio text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Joshua looks so tired. I think he wants out.
That's it. He says that's it. Andy Ruiz is the heavyweight champion.
Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
But when I get punched!
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He's done it! We have a new heavyweight champion of the world!
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner, and as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy, so get your projects done now before the holiday rush. And to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
I'm gonna say something right here. This might make y'all think. Life is not really long. Let's say the average person 30 years old. If you're 30 years old, you are not but about 7 years old. How can I prove it? Add up all the 7, 8, 9 hours you slept for 30 years. Out of 30 years, out of all the nights, last night when you went to bed and woke up this morning, you don't remember a thing. You've been unconscious for about 8 years. If you're 30 years old, you slept about 8 years. Okay. How much traveling have you done in 30 years? From the television station to home, to another country, to another city, to school, to church. You've probably traveled 2 years your life or spent just getting back and forth to where you're going. So there's 8 years of sleeping, 2 years of traveling. That's 30 years out of your life before you accomplish anything. How long do you sit in school? In America, we stay in school from the first grade to 12th grade. Same here?
Yeah.
6 hours a day. 6 hours a day for 12 years. Break it down. You sit in a classroom for 3 years without leaving. Okay, 2 years of traveling, 8 years of sleeping, 3 years of school. How many movies have you went to? How many wrestling matches? How much entertainment? How many movie theaters, live plays? Baseball games, probably 2 years of entertainment. By the time you have children, by the time you have made a way for your children, by the time you've paid for your home, you're pushing 60 years old. So life is real short. So you add up all your traveling, add up all your sleeping, add up all your school, add up all your entertainment, you've probably been half your life doing nothing. So what am I'm 35 years old. 30 more years, I'll be 65. We don't have no more influence. We can't do nothing much at 65. Your wife will tell you that. So what I'm saying, when you're 65, ain't too much more to do. So did you know I'll be 65 in 30 more years? In those 30 years, I have to sleep 9 years. I don't have 30 years of daylight. I have to travel back to America, take 6, 7 miles. All my traveling, probably 4 years of traveling in the next 30 years, about 9 years of sleeping, television, movies, entertainment, about 3 years of entertainment. Out of 30 years, I might have about 16 years to be productive. So it's how we can all break individual lives down.
The way to look at the world through the eyes of Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline broadcast, and where, of course, Ali turned pro October 29, 1960. Tony Hunsaker, who turned out to be a Louisville fireman, he stepped in the ring, and I think they went 6 rounds together. The bottom line is it was a good event, of course, for Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, the hometown kid coming out after winning the Olympic gold medal as a light heavyweight in 1960. And, of course, wrapped it up. In the Bahamas, of course, with a fight with Trevor Burbick. Man, that was a little bit sad, but that's just the way it goes. Of course, you know, Ali told me one time that after, of course, it was long after he retired, but he told me one time that, you know, sometimes you have to support other people or you make decisions based on other people's lives. And I didn't want to go into deep on that, but, you know, he sort of indicated that he fought a couple of times to sort of pay for things that were charitable, and he was a very benevolent man. At the end of the day, Muhammad Ali, of course, retired, man, in 1981 after losing to Trevor Burbick. But the big fight with Larry Holmes, of course, the showdown in Las Vegas, Larry Holmes was 35-0. That was a bit sad for me, and I remember crying. Yeah, I was in tears the next day at the post-fight press conference. I went up to Ali, and
I had tears. I mean, I was holding him back, but you can see the tears rolling out the side of my eyes. And he said to me, man, don't cry. I'll be okay. Don't cry for me. I'm okay. I said, you know, are you hurt? And I mean, I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. I mean, here my hero had just been slain. I mean, it was like watching the mob come through like with a machine gun, with a drive-by shooting. That's how Larry Holmes, that's the beat down Larry Holmes put on Muhammad Ali tonight. Of course, that was October 2nd, 1980. It was also the day that the great actor Steve McQueen died back in 1980. But Muhammad Ali retired 1981. His final record, not a bad one, 56-5. Stopped at one time against Larry Holmes, 37 KOs. And, of course, that last loss against Trevor Burbick, December 11th, 1981. It was in the Bahamas, and that's when Don King sort of got mugged. He sort of got beat up that night. Don King almost didn't make it out of the Bahamas in one piece. Now, back to current state boxing. We talked earlier, or we heard earlier, from Devin Haney, the WBC lightweight champion, the man I think that was avoided by Vasyl Lomachenko. Now, I can say that because it looks pretty obvious. I mean, if the sanctioning body wanted to, they could have mandated these guys to fight, but they didn't. They didn't. Instead, they gave him they gave Lomachenko some anointed title, franchise champion, something like that. I don't know. It sounds like a bunch of crap to me. Anyway, at the end of the day, these two guys aren't fighting, and they should be fighting. In other words, when a guy moves up to the number one contendership, you don't leave. You don't vacate. You don't say, hey, you know, this guy's number one, I'm leaving. You don't do that. You fight him. You fight the number one guy. And that's what should be happening here. I mean, Lomachenko should have fought Devin Haney. Why didn't he? Watch that fight last night. Haney's got those moves. Man, Haney might be able to feint somebody into another time zone. That's how good he is with those feints, man. He's got feints. He's got nice fast hands. Can lead with hooks. He hurt that young man last night. He hurt him not once but twice, but a few times. And at the end of the day, didn't overextend himself. Didn't go crazy. But you know, people still want to see him in a super fight. But he's still young. He's only 20 years old. Ryan Garcia's still young. Speaking of Ryan Garcia, he was talking a whole lot of crap about Mr. Devin Haney. Let's see what Ryan Garcia had to say post-fight last week.
I knew he was going to come out like Marvin Hagler. He came at me right from the jump and rushed me. You know, I was trying to box. Like, my coach was like, all right, let's take our time this fight. But no, I had to keep my distance, so I kept putting my hand out there, but he kept rushing me. I'm like, all right, I'm going to start throwing my punches. Like, I just, boom. And then I felt like every time I hit him, his skin started ripping. So I was like, oh, he's done. Like, I can't take my punch. Like, my punches keep, like, having an effect on him. So I hit him with one right hand. I see him buckle a little bit. Then he turns his head over, and I'm like, oh, God. Boom. And I, he was over.
You told me at the meet and greet you were going to do it in one round. Yeah. You meant it. You did it. What do you tell the people that were questioning that this was going to be the hardest part of your career? Where do you go from here? And obviously they're going to keep throwing obstacles your way, just like they do with Canelo.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be telling me to fight all the big names right now. And, you know, I'm just going to stick to my path. I'm doing good. Like, I feel good. Like, everything's going great. I'm just listening to my team. And we're going to just keep improving and just keep getting better. And then when those fights happen, they're going
to
happen.
I talked to Devin Haney. He said that he actually motivated him to outwork you. He wants to outdo you November 9th. And then he said he wants you 2020. And he said to quote him, he's going to, Ryan, I'm going to f*** you up. That's what he said.
Yeah, well, I'm going to f*** you up. That's how I am. You know, you talk I talk back. But that's my guy. Like, at the end of the day, like, I have respect for him. You know, we knew each other since we were 8 years old. So I can never hate on him. And I know for a fact he can't hate on me because, you know, we went through the same type of journey. When that fight happens, though, it's going to be a one for the books for sure.
Ryan, I told you you could get to 4 million followers after that knockout. I bet by tomorrow you have 4 million.
Yeah,
how does that feel?
I already went up 100,000 at 3.8.
In what, 1 hour?
Yeah, about an hour. That's crazy.
So Instagram, that's what he's talking about. Instagram popularity went up like 100,000 an hour right after that fight. More power to him. He's pretty. He can fight a little bit. He's punchy. He can talk. He's punchy. What do you mean he can punch? Not punchy. He can punch. And, of course, eventually he and Mr. Haney are going to hook up. They have the ultimate of respect for one another. More props to him. Of course, they were amateurs together in California. Garcia's from Victorville, California, which is about 70 or 80 miles south of Santa Cruz, California. And it's got a great barbecue there in town. Although it don't eat pork anymore, it's got a great barbecue there in town, right in the middle of town. You can't miss it because it's only a one-block town. Bottom line is Victorville, California brings us Ryan Garcia. And, of course, San Francisco, California brings us Devin Haney. Those guys are going to clash in the future, hopefully for the sake of boxing. Wow, number one heavyweight. I'm talking about Kubrat Pulev, of course, a winner last night, a 10-round decision winner over a guy by the name of Booker. Mr. Booker, Rydell Booker, where did you train? The buffet? Where did you train? Burger King? Where did you train? KFC? Come on, man. McDonald's? Were you eating, like, the Happy Meals or something like that, man? Because I looked at that waist on yours and said to myself, this guy should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. You got to be kidding me. He's got no definition. He looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy. That's the best way I could put it. The Pillsbury Doughboy. That's what this guy looked like. Anyway, Pulev, now 38 years old, only a once-beaten fighter, won by scores of 99-91, 98-92, 98-92. That means 8 rounds of 2 and 9 rounds of 1 were the scorecards there. Bottom line is he's 28-1, 14 KOs. Booker drops to 26-3, 13 KOs. I got to know who those 26 guys were that Booker beat. Because if Booker beat anybody, they had to be sloppier and fatter and less motivated than he. And I find that hard to believe. Believe me, this was in Fresno, California last night. At the end of the day, Mr. Booker should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. He went 10 rounds, big deal. But he went 10 rounds against a guy that had been off 8 months. And the guy didn't look like, Pulev didn't look like he was going to close the show. Pulev looked like he was going to make some time and get some rounds in. Now, real quick, the weekend, of course, Nonito Nera, loser to Mr. Inoue. Of course, that was in Tokyo, Japan for the WBC Bantamweight champ. I take that back. For the IBA and WBA Bantamweight titles and the World Boxing Super Series finale. Of course, they rocked and rolled and went 12 rounds. Got to give Donaire credit. He hurt Mr. Inoue, broke some bones in his face, but wasn't able to secure the victory. And Mr. Inoue won with a lopsided score. No doubt about that. The UFC, rocking and rolling. We'll talk about that in hour number two. Of course, the UFC, they were in Russia last night. Not a big card, not too many names. But then again, there aren't many names on the WBC roster anymore. I've talked about that time and time again. $4.2 billion. But what did they buy? What did they buy? Brock Lesnar's gone. Oh, big deal, bam, bam, big deal, Pedro. Brock Lesnar's a professional wrestler. Now, Brock Lesnar was a king when it came to pay-per-view. When it came to pay-per-view in the UFC, Brock Lesnar's numbers were far and above the rest of the guys. Now, Cain Velasquez, a former UFC heavyweight champion, of course, now he's wrestling as a Lucha Libre star. I don't know if he's still wearing the mask, but he was looking pretty damn good. As far as a Lucha Libre guy and doing the flips and all that kind of good stuff, here's a guy that had back surgery a couple years ago. Man, you got to give it to Cain Velasquez. Cain looked like he had come into his own. Because, you know, I'm not into guys taking beatings like he took, even though it was abbreviated. The beating he took against Francis Ngannou was like, yikes, man, yikes. You know, when I say yikes, I mean the guy's taking, like, yikes. It's not the type of beating you want to see. Like, you know, the beating that Brian Ortega took against Max Holloway last December. Of course, Brian Ortega, the kid from California, coming back. It looks like December the 19th, of course, against the Korean Zombie. I'm against that. Why? Because I think you got to give Brian a confidence fight. You can give him a fight to build his confidence. They're not giving confidence-building fights here. In other words, if you lose against a guy and you almost get killed and you lose your eyes hanging out of your head, almost sticking into the side. I mean, come on, man. Brian Ortega looked bad. Brian Ortega looked like he had been into an auto wreck, but the auto was racing to the hospital after he already got mugged. In other words, that's how bad it looked. A mugging and an auto wreck. And I keep saying this, but I don't want to be redundant. I'm just trying to hip you to things that, you know, this combat sports, this idea of hitting guys in the head with knees and legs and forearms and elbows and that kind of good stuff. You know, that's not conducive to being healthy. It's not, especially if you allow guys to take too much. And I think the UFC is all about letting guys take too much because it's the man. It's like you're almost dying in the pit, like in the Roman Empire, you know, dying in the pit against the lions. You don't have to die to lose a fight. You don't have to die to lose a fight. You can lose a fight without dying. UFC doesn't think so. They want you to take horrific beatings in and out. I don't think you have to. Guess what? You lost a couple rounds. The fight doesn't look like it's going your way. You're taking a horrific beating. Guess what? Let's throw in the towel. At least I had sense enough to throw in the towel when I had my kids fighting. Why? Because I knew letting them take any unnecessary punishment was not part of the game. Now, it is the game in the UFC. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You won't be late. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So they're going to air condition the desert and put a chubby Mexican dude out there defending the World Heavyweight Championship. Bad dude, though. Say what you want. He don't look like the heavyweight champion of the world. He looks like a heavyweight. But guess what? He licked Anthony Joshua like a stamp. I'm talking about Andy Ruiz, of course, the Superman. Call him what you want, man, but he was Superman that night. Do I think he can duplicate that effort on December the 7th when they fight outdoors in Saudi Arabia? I think it's highly likely. Why do I say that? Because I think the heart. Once you take a guy's heart, I know you can take a guy's heart in the gym. You can take a guy's heart sparring. You can see it. You can see it. You can see it in a guy's eyes. In other words, you look over at him, and you can see it in his eyes, and you can just feel it in his presence in the ring. You know when a guy is in awe or a guy's scared or a guy's, like, second-guessing himself. And guess what? Anthony Joshua will second-guess himself for the remainder of his life. And why do I say that? Because he wasn't born a boxer. He was one of these guys who was an athlete. He was a basketball player. He was a football player. He was this. He was running track. No. They converted him into a boxer. They made him into a boxer. He wasn't born a boxer. And boxers really, when I say they're not born, what I mean by that is, you know, you're sort of taught from an early age. Not so you pick things up at 17 or 18. Straight up, Joshua, gonna get KO'd when he takes on the Frito Bandito. I love him. The Frito Bandito, Andy Ruiz. Andy Ruiz, a once-beaten fighter, man. Think about that. Once beaten. He didn't get there fighting nobodies. He lost that one fight to Joseph Parker, and that was a bit of a ripoff. So what am I trying to tell you? Essentially, Andy Ruiz might be undefeated right now had he not fought Parker over there in New Zealand. What am I saying? Andy Ruiz undefeated. Anthony Joshua is not. Straight up, they hook it up December the 7th. Now, next up on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide takes place in hour number two. We'll talk some Ali, some more, some UFC, and, of course, professional boxing right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.